Blog Talk Radio.
The Bible and faith. In spite of prevailing uncertainty and disbelief, we firmly maintain that if you will recognize the Bible as God's holy word of truth, the revelation of his dealings with his people in the past and his plans for the future, and are prepared to accept it logically and wholeheartedly, the wonder of its message can become so clear and positive to you as to engender a faith and trust as real as that experienced by the apostles themselves. Part 3, the punishment of the three. The children, the offspring of Satan and Adam. And conclusion. Tonight, I will outline the punishment of the three, Adam, Eve, and Satan, and then the children. I will then conclude where I began. Let's begin this study in Genesis 3, 14 through 15. The punishment of the serpent, Satan. Genesis 3, 14-15, 14. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. All right, let's do some explaining here within that verse. Upon thy belly shalt thou go. This is a figure of speech meaning utter defeat. And then the dust shall thou eat is another figure of speech meaning ultimate degradation. The next verse explains what really happened between the serpent, Satan, and Eve. It shows us the promise of the Messiah, Jesus Christ, and contains the first prophecy of the Bible. Verse 15, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. All right, more explanation. Enmity. This is a Hebrew word 342 spelled E-Y-B-A-H. From hostility, primitive root, which means to hate. To be hostile, enmity. And then between thee and the woman, meaning the offspring of the serpent, Satan, and the offspring of the woman, Eve, through Adam. And lastly, between thy seed and her seed. This is talking of Hebrew word seed 2233, spelled Z-E-R-A. Which means sowing, offspring, a sowing, seed, semen, offspring, descendants, children. And from word 2232, to become pregnant, to be made pregnant. Another word, it, meaning Jesus Christ, bruise thy head, meaning Jesus destroys Satan. And lastly, thou equals Satan shall bruise his heel, Satan causing the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. Jesus' heels were bruised when they were nailed to the cross. The offspring and descendants of the serpent, Satan, are called Cainites, which means sons of Cain, whom was the first murderer. These Cainites multiplied in the process of time 4,000 years later, went on to infiltrate the Hebrew people and distort the Hebrew religion of the Old Testament, founding the religion of Judaism. It must be pointed out that all Hebrew people are not Jews. It was the Canaanites that forced the hand of Pontius Pilate and the Roman government into crucifying Jesus Christ. It was the Canaanites who had slipped into the tribe of Judah. Remember, this was just one tribe of the 12 tribes of Israel, and were in the crowd yelling, "Crucify him, crucify him." You can find this in Luke 23:21, thus fulfilling this prophecy. In other words, it was not all Jews that caused Christ to be crucified, as commonly taught, but the evil seed of the Canaanites, the sons of Cain, the offspring of the serpent, Satan, who had mixed in accomplishing this. Pontius Pilate did not want to crucify Christ. In fact, he tried to talk them out of it more than once. You can find this in Luke 23:20-24. Jesus Christ will indeed bruise the head of the serpent, Satan, and fulfill the prophecy that is written of him. Hold on, I'll be right back. Punishment. You will find this in Genesis 3:16. Unto the woman he said, "I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thy shall bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee." Okay, let's define some words from the just mentioned verse. To multiply thy conception. Eve had twins. Conception is word, Hebrew words 2032, which means pregnancy, from 2029, spelled H-A-R-A-H, which means to conceive, to become pregnant, to bear, to be with child, to be conceived. And then we have the word sorrow, which is the Hebrew word 89, which means to worry, to toil. This is not talking about the physical pain of childbirth. It is mental anguish. Remember, one son did kill the other, and Cain, Eve's son, by Satan, was banished from Eve's sight forever, which caused the sorrow. This, I am sure, brought Eve much sorrow. It takes a mother to understand this word, sorrow. And then the word children, Hebrew word 11:21, spelled B-E-N, which means son, plural. This Hebrew word is unique in that it is only used of male offspring. It was talking about Cain and Abel. Eve was now pregnant with the serpent, Satan, and then had sex with Adam in the next chapter. Adam and Eve were innocent in the garden of God, knowing no evil or sin. Sin came in and took advantage of their naivety and the inherent disobedience of men. And Eve, in Genesis 4:1, she bears twins from separate conceptions, but the same pregnancy. You call this fraternal twins. And the order of birth is consistent with the order of conception. Cain is born first, then Eve continued in labor and bare Cain's brother Abel. If the mention of sex in this Bible study disturbs you, then take it up with God. He wasn't disturbed when he had Moses write it. And besides, how do you think you got here? It is that kind of teaching that has led to corruption of the sacred text and the blinding of God's perfect truth, the Word. And because of this, you have been lied to and were taught that Adam and Eve were munching on the wrong apple. All right, now for Adam's punishment. You will find this in Genesis 3, 17 through 24. And I will read 17. And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife and hast eaten of the tree, of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. And sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. 18. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. 19. And the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread till thou return into the ground, for out of it thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust thou shalt return. 20. And Adam called his wife Eve, name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. 22. And unto Adam also and to his wife did the Lord God make clothes of skin and clothe them. 22. And the Lord God said, behold, the man is become as one of us, to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand and take unto the tree of life and eat and live forever. The tree of life is Jesus, although it was not yet time for him to be revealed and to fulfill his prophecy. 23. Therefore the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he was taken. And 24. So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims and flaming swords which turn every way to keep the way of the tree of life. Remember, that's Jesus. All right, let's define another word, cherubim, which is angelic beings. To keep the way of life is to preserve, to save, to protect, so that man should not live forever in his fallen condition, but only through Christ. Now moving on to Genesis chapter 4, the children. The children are born, one bad and one good. One from Satan through the serpent, and one from God through Adam. All right, Genesis chapter 4, 1. And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. All right, let's define some words. Knew equals sexual intercourse. Conceive means second conception, Abel. Cain is born first, which is the serpent son. I have gotten a son with the help of the Lord. The Lord meaning Jehovah. Eve had no idea what was going on here. She did not know that Cain was from the serpent, Satan. And then in verse 2, and she again bare his brother Abel. And I'll read that again. And she again bare his brother Abel. Abel was the keeper of the sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. The word again mentioned in verse 2 is Hebrew word 3254, spelled YACAPH, which means to add, to continue to do a thing. In other words, Eve continued in labor and had the second twin. Okay, Eve bore Cain and then continued in labor and bore Abel. What do you have? You have twins, of course. God told her that her punishment would be to bear children. The word children is plural, and most specifically, male in sorrow. And that her children's children would always bring sorrow, even murder. Cain and Abel were fraternal twins, born of two separate conceptions by two different fathers. Next, the twins come of age together, as documented by the reaching of age to make a sacrifice to the Lord at the same time. Cain's sacrifice was not fit for God, but Abel's was. Genesis 4, 3 through 7. In the process of time, it came to pass that Cain bought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. 4. And Abel, he also bought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offspring. 5. But unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. 6. And the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth, and why is thy countenance fallen? 7. If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. And unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. Cain then murders Abel. God punishes Cain, a mark placed upon him. You can find this in Genesis 4, 8 through 15. 8. And Cain talked with Abel, his brother. And it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and slew him. 9. And the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel, thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? 10. And he said, what hast thou done? Thy voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. 11. And now thou art cursed from the earth, which hath opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. 12. When thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto thee her strength. A fugitive and vagabond shall thou be in the earth. 13. And Cain said unto the Lord, my punishment is greater than I can bear. 14. Behold, thou hast driven me out this day from the face of the earth, and from thy face shall I be hid. And I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth. And it shall come to pass that everyone that findeth me shall slay me. 15. And the Lord said unto him, therefore, whosoever slayeth Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And the Lord set a mark upon Cain, lest any finding him should kill him. Hold on. To Adam's second son, Seth, Eve's third, the family line through which Jesus comes from. Genesis 4, 25 through 26. 25, and Adam knew his wife again, and she bare a son, and called his name Seth. For God, said she, hath appointed me another seed instead of Abel, whom Cain slew. 26, and to Seth, to him also there was born a son, and he called his name Enos, E-N-O-S. Then begin men to call upon the name of the Lord. Genesis 5, 1 through 7, the seed flourishes, the ancestry of Jesus Christ begins. Cain is not mentioned, for he is not in Adam's generation genealogy. Nor is Abel, whom Cain slew, because he had no children, leaving only Seth to carry on Adam's seed line, family name. Let's look at Genesis 5, 1 through 7. 1. This is the book of the generations of Adam. And the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him. male and female created he them and blessed them and called their name Adam in the day when they were created. 3. And Adam lived 130 years and begot a son in his own likeness after his image and called his name Seth. 4. And the days of Adam after he had begotten Seth were 800 years, and he begot sons and daughters. 5. And all the days of Adam lived were 930 years, and he died. 6. And Seth lived 105 years, and begot Enos. 7. And Seth lived after he begot Enos 800 years and 7 years, and begot sons and daughters. Again, you will notice that Cain is not mentioned in Adam's generation genealogy. It goes from Adam to Seth. Again, this is because Abel died without having any children, and Cain is not Adam's son. Now, for some documentation that the birthright went to Seth for Cain was not of Adam. You can look in Luke 3, verses 21 through 38, 21. Now, when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized and praying, the heavens were opened. 22. And the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him. And a voice came from heaven which said, Thou art my beloved Son, in thee I am well pleased. 23. And Jesus himself began to be about 30 years of age, being the son of Joseph, which was the son of Heli. Moving on from verse 38, which was the son of Enos, which was the son of Seth, which was the son of Adam, which was the son of God. So there you have it. Adam is the son of God and the great ancestor to Jesus Christ. But whatever became of the children of the serpent? They are still around. You bet they are. They are the Cainites that were spoke of earlier. These Cainites have worked themselves into high religious position since Christ's time. They are doing the same thing today as from the beginning. Jesus calls these Cainites what they are when speaking to the religious community of that time. They had allowed themselves to become corrupt and deceived, much like Eve in our present day religious institution. Jesus is telling them that Satan is their father and that God is Jesus' father. When you read it, keep your eyes out for the capitalization of the word father. For there are two fathers, lowercase father being Satan, down through the serpent to Cain, and then you have the father, capitalized F, God, down through Adam to Seth. As always, there is a reason for every little thing in the Bible. Jesus speaking to the seed of the serpent, the Cainites, John 8, 30 through 47. And he spoke these words. Many believed on him. 31. Then Jesus said to those Jews which believed on him, If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed? 32. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. 33. They answered him, We are Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, Ye have been made free? 34. Jesus answered them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Whosoever committed sin is the servant of sin. 35. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth forever. 36. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. 37. I know that ye are Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me because thy word hath no place in you. 38. I speak that which I have seen with my father, capitalized F, and ye do that which ye have seen with your father, lowercase f. 39. They answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father, lowercase f. Jesus said unto them, if ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the work of Abraham. 40. But now ye seek to kill me, a man that hath told you the truth, which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham. 41. Ye do the deeds of your father, lowercase f. Then said they to him, we be not born of fornication. We have one father, even God. 42. Jesus said unto them, if God were your father, ye would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. 43. Why do ye not understand my speech? Even because ye cannot hear my word. 44. Ye are of your father, lowercase f, the devil, and the lusts of your father, lowercase f, ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar, and the father of it. 45. And because I tell the truth, ye believe me not. 46. Which of you conceiveth me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do ye not believe me? 47. He that is of God heareth God's word. Ye therefore hear not them, because ye are not of God. Conclusion. Well, there you have it. And now you know what the real sin in the Garden of Eden was. And more importantly, you know why it happened. You know the outcome of it. And you can see why it is no little thing that they have corrupted the word of God in regards to the original sin. If we do not understand that Satan was here in the beginning, how will we ever know to be aware of him in the end? Our generation. And in understanding this event and the repercussions of it, we can better understand the entire plan of God, because the entire Bible begins on this event. When man turns it into a naughty apple eating event, the entire Bible ceases to have one common theme running through it. All the seemingly endless genealogies become meaningless, and the Bible is reduced to a hodgepodge of stories and advice. But we, in understanding the truth, can see the perfect operation of the Holy Spirit in his actions and influence on the pen of the prophets and apostles. The completeness and reality of the 66 separate books authored by some 33 men over a period of approximately 1584 years, covering events that constitute eternity. This is the resume of the Bible. And now we end where we begin. 2 Timothy 4, 3 through 4. 3. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itchy ears. 4. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned into fables. The King James Version. I trust that this does not describe you, and I know that this may be something entirely new to you. However, this is not some new revelation. It is not some new doctrine. It is not some kind of adding to the word of God, but it is the truth of old that has been hidden by Satan and the lack of true biblical knowledge of the clergy of these end times. Does it really seem all that remarkable that Satan and his henchmen would not want you to be aware of the seed of the serpent? Certainly, Satan knew that if you were forewarned of him and his children, then you would have been forearmed. You are forearmed, and the way to become forewarned is with the gospel armor and the understanding of the true word of God. You don't have to die with them. Knowledge kills the lies that can cause the death of a soul, of the spirit. So God bless you in the name of God's Savior, the Anointed One, Jesus Christ. He lives.
For all past, present, and upcoming studies, go to www.blocktalkradio.com/JesusAndWe or www.JesusAndWeTalk.org to listen.
I hope you enjoyed this study. For transcripts, reviews, or comments, write me at JesusAndWe@BellSouth.net.